This is an iHeart podcast.
My goodness, my gracious, what a good time to be listening to James C. Harris, because, you know, we have some insights on that big interview that took place last night. You know, you had the President Trump also. He sat down with the Harris Faulkner, and he had a room full of woman folk. Women says yes, and it was a unique town hall meeting. But I have to be honest with you, there were some things that came out of that meeting that were consequential. But all of the air was sucked out of that room because people were paying attention to Kamala Harris sitting down with Bret Baier. We kind of touched on some of the behind the scenes things to talk about, you know, during the first hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. But boy, there were moments last night that I think that are going to live on beyond this election cycle, because that's just how damaging it was. And you have to understand, when you take a step back, we should not be in this situation. Can I just be honest with you all just for a moment? This is the United States of America. We are not supposed to be putting up imbeciles to run for office. This is the United States of America, for God's sake. Do I sound like a Biden here? How in the world do we find ourselves in this situation? I will tell you how. Because we have a media, we have a Democrat Party, we have a deep state who think that they run the joint. And you know what? I got to give it to them. For years, they were able to do that. For years, they were able to pull that off. You listen to Mika Brzezinski in the past. She says, you know what? Donald Trump is a problem because we're the media. We tell you what to think, not Donald Trump. Donald Trump is going through social media. He's trying to tell you what to think. That's not that. No, that's our job. Yesterday on the Jesse Kelly Show, I played for you Nancy Pelosi saying, I decide who's president. Forget you Democrats who thought you had a primary and chose Joe Biden. Forget you MAGA people out there who think, no, Donald Trump will not be allowed back in the White House. That's what she said. You all better listen to her. She doesn't care. She doesn't care that there's an empty vessel. She doesn't care that we have a Manchurian candidate. I mean, literally, not only a Manchurian candidate, we got two of them. Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. Tim Walz, who's been to China 30 times, being groomed by the Chinese to come back here and groom and sexually assault children. Allegedly. And to put up laws in Minnesota to destroy the family and sexualize children. How did we get here? These two walking disasters are just a heartbeat away from the presidency. But thank God for Bret Baier and Fox News. They sat down with Kamala Harris last night. And they asked questions. I got to give it to him. He came out of it. He came right out of the box with some knockout punches. These questions were fantastic. And they cut right to the core. But there was a moment. Actually, there were a couple of moments. You had Kamala Harris just going off. She was going off on Donald Trump. She was upset because Donald Trump, you know, they weren't playing the right pieces. You know, she accused Donald Trump of saying, you know, that he was going to use the police or he's going to use the army, military to go after his enemies. She wanted to talk about that, but no. Bret Baier had something else in plan. You had Kamala Harris out there saying that this man is not, sir, he's not fit for office. And Bret Baier just was patiently kind of reel her in, and then he just dropped the hammer on her with this magnificent question.
Ask you this, no, Madam Vice President. You called Donald Trump.
The significance of that.
You called Donald Trump He's misguided. You say now
he's unstable. He is unstable, Brett.
He's not well. You say he's mentally not stable.
He's not stable.
Let me ask you this. You told many interviewers that Joe Biden was on his game, that ran around circles on his staff. When did you first notice that President Biden's mental faculties appeared diminished?
Biden, I have watched from the Oval Office to the Situation Room, and he has the judgment and the experience to do exactly what he has done in making very important decisions on behalf of the American people. Joe Biden is not on the ballot.
Wow. Did you hear the tone? Did you hear the shift? Oh, she was going after Trump hard. He's not fit. He doesn't have the temperament. She was going after him hard. And then when Brett Baer got that question in there, when did you first notice that Biden's mental faculties appeared diminished? She froze for a half second, and then she softened her tone, and then she tried to paint Biden as someone who's brilliant. Oh, it was wonderful. It was wonderful. And then, you know, later, you had Brett Baer say, you know what? Well, yeah, George Clooney. George Clooney was there. He said that he noticed the mental decline right after the last fundraiser. He noticed that it was not the same Joe Biden. You had Kamala Harris. She continued to spin. She continued to spin her way out of it. But... you know, he could have leveled the boom, Brett Baer. He could have leveled the boom. But there's no reason to, I guess. She was already very much exposed. And again, how did we get here? How did we get here that we have a president who was in mental decline probably from the time they swore him in the office? And you had a vice president who was very aware of this. You had the media that were covering for him. You had the deep state covering for him. Wait a minute. Take a step back. We had a cabinet that had not met in a year. A year. We had a Lloyd Austin who ended up having some type of illness, and he went to the hospital and got surgery, I think twice. And the first time, nobody knew. Hey, where's Lloyd? You got a couple of wars going on. Where's Lloyd? I don't know. I heard he wasn't feeling so well. He went over there to John Hopkins. Wait, what? What's happening over there? John Hopkins, can we please speak to Lloyd? We got a new where to move some ships over there in the Mediterranean, you know, in the Red Sea. We're getting lit up by the Houthis. Where's Lloyd? Everybody was doing their own thing. Why? Because they all knew that Joe Biden had checked out. Seriously? The cabinet members knew. The media was providing cover. The deep state knew. The FBI knew. They all knew. You know what? We knew it too. But everybody just kept lying. Ooh, look at the emperor's clothes. Ooh, don't the emperor look good today? Where did he get that suit? And he's butt naked. They think we're stupid. We're not stupid. We may be a little bit pacified. Half of us are not stupid. You know what? The other half, I'm talking about the Democrats, they knew what was going on too. They just enjoyed power too much. They want to say if it was anybody else but Trump, maybe they would act differently. That's a lie. They want power. They're determined to hold on to power. They're turning our country upside down to hold on to power. It was all exposed last night in that one question. When did you notice that Biden's mental faculties appeared diminished? She could have told a bold-faced lie and said, you know, oh, I just found out last week. She could have said, I knew from the beginning, Brett. But she didn't say anything. Which means, you know, they didn't prepare for this question. They weren't ready for this question. Wow, what a piss poor team she has. That was, to me, that was very revealing. There were other moments, but that question right there, that was the kicker. You know, if you listen to this show, you know that Jesse is a big fan of those who serve. And we're also big fans of companies who serve our military and first responders. That's why he is absolutely ecstatic to tell you about GovX. GovX is the largest online store created solely for current and former military first responders and educators. Now, Jesse signed up and got a free membership. He saved 40% on a pair of Ray-Bans, and you can too. If you've served, you can get a free membership and save up to 40% on your favorite brands like Ray-Ban, Oakley, Yeti, Stanley. Plus, it's hunting season. How about huge savings on optics and all the gear you need for the field? Save a fortune on your next family vacation. Cruises, theme parks, concerts, ballparks. It's at GovX.com. Go there and get your free membership like Jesse did. Then use promo code Jesse, J-E-S-S-E, and save $15 off your first purchase. If you have served our country, claim your free benefit. Go to GovX.com. GovX, saving for those who serve. James T. Harris, sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
You are listening to Jesse Kelly's show. My name is James T. Harris. I'm sitting in for Jesse Kelly, your talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona. You can hear me 550 KFYI, 790 KNST. That's Phoenix and Tucson from 6 to 10 Monday through Friday. Thanks to the generosity of friends like you, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation welcomed U.S. Army Specialist Brent Menard into a new mortgage-free smart home in Florida. Brent decided to enlist in the U.S. Army after being motivated by 9/11 and his desire to be part of something that truly matters. While on the road clearing mission in Afghanistan, Brent's vehicle was blown up by an improvised explosive device. In that instant, his life changed forever. The blast left Brent a T4 paraplegic with traumatic brain injury, compartment syndrome in both arms, unable to use his legs, and severe internal injuries. He even needed a total face reconstruction because his bones and teeth were shattered in the explosion. Despite his overwhelming challenges, Brent's spirit remained unbroken. Because of the support of friends like you, Tunnel to Towers built him a specially adapted smart home that allows catastrophically injured heroes like Brent to live more independently. America's heroes need your help now more than ever. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number two, T.org. When we consider that interview last night, boy, the dust is still settling on it. Now, we heard first hour how the media is trying to respond to it, how they're trying to put their spin on it. It was tense, terse, all that stuff. Now, it was a wipeout. You could send all the memos you want talking about how she went into the belly of the beast. But she should have been going to the belly of the beast much earlier in this campaign. As a matter of fact, I may be going out on a limb here. But if Kamala Harris actually did some of these hard interviews early on, she might be better at campaigning. I'm just saying. Look what it did for J.D. Vance. I mean, at first, you know, he's always been strong, but he got stronger to the point when you could throw him anywhere. He don't need no notes. Throw him in there and just have a debate. He ain't talking points. Let's have a conversation about the issues. You not only need to have talking points with Kamala Harris, but she, did you notice she was wearing no earrings? Hey, Chris, that's Jesse Kelly's producer. Did you see that Kamala Harris had the microphone earrings on again? Yeah, them little pearl looking thing. Why she wear the same earrings? You know, women are always changing up their earrings, right? Men's, we're the ones that keep the same earrings in for years. More on that later. You got women. She's wearing these pearl earrings and you know that they're listening devices. So we're told. Anyway, one of the one of the questions that was asked that got her in trouble, because, you know, she's done these series of interviews. You know, she's been on 60 Minutes where they had to re-edit her stuff to make her sound better. She's been with Howard Stern. She was on that one girl's podcast, Call Me Daddy, or They Call Me Daddy, whoever's daddy. And she was on, you know, the late night show with Colbert. She was on The View. It was on The View that, or the late night, actually, it was on the same day they asked her a question. Would you do anything different than, you know, what happened under the Biden administration?
Would you have done something differently than President Biden during the past 4 years?
There is not a thing that comes to mind in terms of, and I've been a part of most of the decisions that have had impact.
Yeah. She said, hey, you know, I wouldn't change a thing. She had a twofer. She screwed that question up two times in one day. Well, some time has passed. And Brett Baird, he asked her the question again. So this is the third go at it for Kamala Harris. You know, would you change anything? Knowing what you know, you're in there now. Did you do anything right? Is there anything you regret? What would you change?
And you were asked on two different shows last week what, if anything, you would do differently than President Biden. Here's what you said.
Would you have done something differently than President Biden during the past 4 years?
There is not a thing that comes to mind in terms of, and I've been a part of most of the decisions that have had impact.
Under a Harris administration, what would the major changes be and what would stay the same?
Sure. Well, I mean, I'm obviously not Joe Biden.
I noticed.
And so yes. That would be one change yes. in terms of, yes. But also I think it's important to say with, you know, 28 days to go, I'm not Donald Trump.
So you're not Joe Biden, you're not Donald Trump, but nothing comes to mind that you would do differently?
Let me be very clear. My presidency will not be a continuation of Joe Biden's presidency.
Oh, so the Biden presidency will not be a continuation of Joe Biden's presidency. Let me be very clear. That's all she had. Well, how, Kamala, how will it be different? This is insane. This woman is vapid. She's an empty vessel. I'm trying to be nice because, you know, if I was in the center ring of the conservative circus in Phoenix, you know what I say? She's dumb. She's daft. She's a box of rocks. And I mean it. How did the Democrats get here? How did the Democrats get to the point where they, well, I'll tell you how. Because since Obama, they've all picked vice presidents, veeps, that were dumber than them because they didn't want to be shown up. So that's why you had Obama choose Joe Biden. And Joe Biden definitely didn't want to be shown up. And so this shows you how much respect he has for so-called black people. I'm going to get the dumbest black person you have ever seen and make it a woman as well. That way we could check two boxes. But, you know, yeah, diversity, multicultural, DEI. And they rolled the dice on that. And the Democrats let that happening, knowing that Joe Biden was cognitively diminished. Come on, y'all. They rolled the dice and it came up craps because Joe broke down to the point where the whole nation saw that this man was not fit to serve. So they got him out of there and then they put in Mrs. DEI. No discipline, no preparation, not knowing what she's talking about. On the verge of becoming the leader of the free world if they're able to cheat it into place. That's crazy. James C. Harris sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
Feeling a little stalky?
Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
You are listening to the Jesse Kelly Show, my friends. My name is James T. Harris. I am, well, a sit-in. a guest host for Jesse Kelly. I am out of Phoenix, Arizona. My talk show, The Conservative Circus, can be heard Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. AZ time on 550 KFYI and 790 KNST, the biggest talk show in Arizona. Yeah, Maricopa County, Pima County. Boy, is that the center of attention. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Oh, my goodness. But for now, we're just doing a light little review. The highlights of the sit-down with the Bret Baier, Fox News, and Kamala Harris. And I know, you know, by this time, you've seen a lot of this. I just want to kind of give you my perspective on it. I'm trying to tell you the things that are definitely going to stick. And the number one issue in this country right now, bar none, even more than the economy, which is sucking, is the open border. The open border. Now, from the very beginning, I've been telling my audience that this is something that has been done to us. And what's really frightening about it, it's not the Democrats. This is not, you know, a Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. This is not the Biden administration. No, this is coming from somewhere else. This is one of those new world order kind of things. You know, the same people that brought us Build Back Better. Build Back Better. Not only was that a campaign here, it was also in England. They had it over there in New Zealand. You had Justin Trudeau up there in Canada talking about, we're going to build back better. You're like, wait a minute. What? Why is everybody saying, world order. Shut up. That's conspiracy theory. It's not conspiracy. I'm seeing the sign in all these different countries. They're holding it up. Don't you believe your lying eyes? Oh, okay. Yeah. What, is this coming from the UN? I don't know. But all of these illegals are pouring into Europe. They poured into Europe first. They're pouring into Western civilization. Oh, and they got the help from the cartels. And they got the help from like the evil billionaires. They got the help from the Chamber of Commerce that are lusting over cheap labor. This started back under the Obama administration. It came to a stop under the Trump administration. That wasn't supposed to happen. You see, it was subtle. First, they were sending the little kiddies over here. You know, the Children Brigade. You know, the unaccompanied minors. How stupid is that? Okay. For all of you out there who have children, how many of you would say, you know what? There's a country that's better than America. So we're going to give you over to a bunch of young child traffickers so that you can get transported to the promised land. Bye-bye. Make sure, hey, you be a good boy. You be a good bro. See, no parent would do that. And yet, you've got the Obama administration thinking you're stupid enough to think this. Well, these are poor parents, so they wanted to send their kids for a better opportunity. So they gave them over to these things we call coyotes. And shut up. Then we built Southwest Key to house these children. And then the children go missing. What, 80,000 children missing under the Biden administration? But I digress. Bret Baier last night. He opened up with the knockout. He went Tyson punch right to the face. And not only that, he brought receipts. I mean, Bret Baier asked about the illegals that killed American women. He started out the questions with this.
Jocelyn Nungeri, Rachel Morin, Lakin Riley, they are young women who were brutally assaulted and killed by some of the men who were released at the beginning of the administration, well before a negotiated bipartisan bill. Former President Clinton actually referred to Lakin Riley Sunday, campaigning for you in Georgia, saying if those men had been properly vetted, Lakin Riley probably would not have been killed. So if it wouldn't have happened, This is well before any negotiation. This is well before Donald Trump got involved in the politics. This is a specific policy decision by your administration to release these men into the country. So what I'm saying to you, owe
Brett,
those families an apology?
Ooh, you know what's smart about the Brett Baer opening with that question? It was uninterrupted for almost its whole, you know, the whole time he was asking it. It wasn't until the very end that she had to jump in and try to interrupt it. He had 40 seconds to get that baby out and lay the groundwork before she responded to it. He named their names. He said their names. Kamala Harris responded.
First of all, those are tragic cases. There's no question about that.
Mm-hmm.
There is no question about that.
No question.
And I can't imagine the pain that the families of those victims have experienced
mm-hmm.
for a loss that should not have occurred. So that is true. It is also true that if a border security had actually been passed 9 months ago.
Oh, no. She was doing okay. She was showing sympathy. She should have ended it right there and make him re-ask the question. But no, she pivoted and she went straight into politics. She went into blaming Trump.
It would be 9 months that we would have had more border agents at the border, more support for the folks who are working around the clock trying to hold it all together.
Madam Vice President.
To ensure that no future harm would occur.
Mm-hmm.
And this election in 20 days
will
determine whether we have a president of the United States who actually cares more about fixing a problem, even if it is not to their political advantage in an election, because there was a solution, Brett.
No, there wasn't no solution. Come on, girl. Come on. You see, and again, here she is. She tries to turn it back towards a Trump. But Brett Baer, he did his homework. He came ready. He bought the receipts. And his response to her, answering the first question, it was deadly.
Madam Vice President, it was a policy decision in the early part of your administration. I will let one of the mothers talk about it. Take a listen.
Ooh.
Because of the Biden-Harris administration open border policies, catch and release, they were enrolled in the Alternatives to Detention program. This meant that they were released into the United States. It was not even a full 3 weeks later that they would take my daughter, Jocelyn Nungare's life. I believe the Biden-Harris administration open border policies are responsible for the death of my daughter.
Lord have mercy.
The early days. So do you owe them an apology as well?
Do you owe them an apology? The answer to that question is yes. Yes, Brett. I do owe them an apology. Is that what she said?
Madam Vice President, it was a policy decision in the early part of your administration. I will let one of the mothers.
Oh, she didn't. I tell you what. That was a brutal, 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 brutal moment. And he told her, he laid it out. You know, this is before you did anything. This is what happened. I think for the Americans who were watching this, not even those who didn't, because it's flying around social media. That's a moment that's going to live in infamy. James T. Harris, sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
You're listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James C. Harris. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona, the Valley of the Sun. You can hear me on 550 KFYI, 790 KNST, or the free iHeartRadio app. The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically. They're at an all-time low. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, spelled C-H-O-Q, are here to help real American men take back their right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, Jesse has been taking Chalk's Vitality Stack for over 2 years now, and he's telling me he feels better than ever. Manufactured right here in the USA, Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, focus, and mood. Maximize your masculinity today at CHOQ.com. Use code Jesse for a massive discount on any subscription for life. Or call or text 50CHALK3000 now and say Jesse sent you. That's 50CHALK3000. Chalk's American customer service team is standing by to assist you. During the 60 Minutes interview last week, you had Kamala Harris say that the most dangerous threat foreign policy to America is Iraq. Iraq. And I think that's stupid. I think I may have said that earlier this week while sitting in for the Jesse Kelly show. Stupid. Is Iraq dangerous? Yeah. But they don't have nukes. Russia has nukes. China has nukes. I probably would have gone with China. Wasn't that China that had that balloon the size of a bus floating over military installations here in the United States of America? We didn't shoot it down because Joe Biden is in the pocket of the Chinese. He's been bought out. Just ask Hunter or look at his laptop. I don't see any Iranian balloons flying over military installations. Now, the Iranians are supporting Hezbollah and they're supporting Hamas. They're paying for the missiles that are being lobbed into Israel. But that's only because the Biden administration freed up funds that were frozen under Trump to aid and abet Iran in their goal to wipe out Israel. Oh, by the way, Israel, they take care of their own business. Didn't they get the leader, the dude that planned the October the 7th attacks? I think they wiped him out yesterday. Boom, gone. Next. Kamala Harris. And she said, it's Iran. And you know what? I got to give Brett Baer credit again. Why? Because he didn't let this pass. He had the same outlook we did, most Americans. Hey, okay, that's all good and everything, but if Iran is our big enemy, what are you doing out there, supporting them?
Critics just say that you either relaxed or failed to enforce sanctions on Iran, allowing all of this money to flow into Iran, billions.
Let's go back to Donald Trump, who pulled out of a deal that would have actually put Iran in check.
The estimates
and
in billions.
It was during Donald Trump's
that
administration
go towards the Iran regime
that we had an American military base that was attacked, where American soldiers suffered traumatic brain injuries, and Donald Trump dismissed them as headaches, not to mention how Donald Trump has treated and talked about America's...
See, Brett is forced to talk over because she's trying to filibuster. She's trying to just ramble her way out of this and blaming Donald Trump. It's a twofer. Blame Donald Trump while you're using up the clock, but Brett is a skilled, reporter here. An interviewer. So he talks over her just loud enough to get the question, to stick the landing.
Military and military service people
Critics
calling them
that it
suckers
goes to
and losers.
Hamas
has diminished
and
the significance.
We're talking over each other. I apologize.
Well, I would like that we would have a conversation.
No, you don't.
That is grounded in full assessment of the facts.
No, actually, you
which
don't.
Includes, I think this interview is supposed to be about
the choices that your viewers should be presented about this election and the contract.
I really don't know what you just said. The interview was on. You're to answer questions so the American people can better understand where you're coming from, but you're daft. So you just ramble on, trying to drown him out. He did a great job. He wants to know about, you know, Iran funding the Houthis, Iran of funding Hamas. Iran funding Hezbollah. But she can't talk about this, so she's trying to turn it away and talk about Trump and brain, you know, traumatic brain injury. In my opinion, it was a disaster. Now, the left, they may have their spin. You heard some of that spin in the first hour. The left was trying to say that, you know what, she showed that she had, you know, guts to go into the belly of the beast. She showed that she's tough. And that's what they have to do. I mean, let me back up. They don't have to do it. They don't have to perpetuate this fraud. They don't have to do it, but they're going to do it because they're demented. Some of this is driven by Trump derangement syndrome. I heard somebody say the other day, you know, why do you support Kamala Harris? I don't know. Maybe because she's not Trump. Anybody but Trump. Okay, what happens if it was Mussolini versus Trump? That's a hypothetical. Plus, Trump is Mussolini. There was an exchange that took place on CNN that had my wife running out. I was outside, you know, we live in the Southwest. It's still beautiful. I think it cooled off to a very comfortable 80 degrees, 75 in the evening. So I was outside, you know, barbecuing up some chicken, as I do. And she came up outside and said, "You've got to see this." I'm like, "What? You've got to see this. Come in now. Come in." So I went in the house and I looked at TV. I looked at the seat. And then I was like, "What? Oh, my goodness." Listeners to the Jesse Kelly Show, I saw something that took me back 16 years. Took me all the way back to 2008. An old nemesis was on television doing the same thing that he did 16 years ago. Oh, we're going to talk about this. James T. Harris sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
This is an iHeart podcast.